of my life. Let's get a word now with Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees. Very good evening to you, Robin.
Hi there, how are you?
Well, I'm good, but I'm very saddened by the death of Amy Winehouse, as I imagine you are too, Robin.
It's a great tragedy. It's a great loss to not just to British music, but to the world of music, because she was such a success in the United States and one of the new generation of British acts that were breaking America, which was so refreshing because of her raw talent and her ability to connect. The saddest thing of all was that she was so young, and I don't know what it is, but maybe she just didn't have enough people around her that she could that would listen to her. And I know sometimes in this business, a lot of people don't listen, especially when you are successful at such a young age. And there's a bit of that as well. And one can only speculate at the moment how she died, and we don't know until that happens. But she was a tortured soul. She has a history of being just that, and there's a lot of that in this business. She showed that in her talent, and her talent was where she shone.
And how good was she, Robin?
She was great. She was one of those rare jewels that come occasionally, that come along, that make it just look easy to be. That's why she cracked America when she did. It's because it wasn't manufactured. It was there to be had. All she had to do was be herself, and she was a natural. And that's a very rare thing. Her problem, of course, was her demons, what she had to deal with. Which actually stopped her going forward and could eventually, got in the way of her career and her health.
At the same time, Robin, and you've touched on this already, so many people are commenting that in an age of manufactured pop, here was somebody who defiantly went her own way, ultimately perhaps for her own self-destructive ill, but also in terms of her music, definitely for the good.
And yes, of course, for the good, but also how many people just turned a blind eye to what was going on. And you could say that they could turn a blind eye, but then also she probably didn't, she didn't want help. She didn't think that she needed help. And when you are at a very young age enjoying success, you have a certain independence where you don't really want to listen to people. You want to get on with what makes you feel good. She loved her, obviously she loved her music and her career. The problem is that there's a lot of other things going on that got in the way and ultimately might have destroyed her.
I'm not excusing any of that, Robin. Isn't that partly the nature of the industry to which you belong?
I agree. I think it is. And there's a lot of people that belong that around you, not necessarily famous people, but they are enablers that allow that time because they stand to gain at it. They don't really want to upset the apple cart too many times and will go along because that's what, in this case, she wants and they don't want to rock the boat.
Can we protect young people more than we do if they enter the world of pop music when their head has perhaps been turned by the prospect of fame and fortune?
Well, there's a fine line. It depends how early you get them. The thing is, once if they do get a certain amount of success, they tend to be they have a sense of you don't tell me what to do because I've done it because I'm successful because I'm me and I without me you wouldn't be saying these things. There's a kind of there's a half and half. There's also the fact that they won't listen. There's really a hard way of actually dealing with young people who have tremendous success so soon, because first of all it's about their background, where they come from, what they've already gone through, and some of them see early success as some kind of independence, and the worst people to try and talk to them is the parents or the family, because they feel, well, I'm free of that. I don't need to listen. And, of course, that's wrong, of course. her parents probably know a great deal of what she wanted to, what she needed to know. But then she probably didn't want to listen. So,
no. Robin, do you think, in the way that your music is still listened to now, 30 or 40 years since some of your greatest hits were recorded, that in 30 or 40